Let's get started. Welcome to Maseches Menachos. Some Derech Hakdama, a few introductory points to Maseches Menachos. First of all, Menachos is the twin Masechta for Maseches Zvachim. A lot of the same themes, a lot of the same discussions that we had by Zvachim are just paralleled over here in Maseches Menachos in regards to non-animal Karbanos, in regards to Karbanos of flour. The Pasuk says, V'nefesh ki sakriv mincha la'ashem. It's Pasuk in this week's Parasha, Parasha Shavua. So we'll start with a good vort on the Parasha. When it talks about the Karban Mincha, the Torah uses the term Nefesh. The Nefesh Kisakrav Mincha LaHashem. We don't find that by any of the other Karbanos. When it comes to the Karban Ola, the Torah talks about the Bala Karban as Adam, not Nefesh. It says Adam Kiyakrav became Karban LaHashem. When it comes to the Karban Shlamim, it doesn't give him a title at all. It just says Vim Zevach Shlam Karbano, his Karban. Doesn't say Nefesh, doesn't say Adam, doesn't say anything. So the Gemara later on in Daf Kuv Dalid, much later on in this Masechta, is going to say, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, man ishtana mincha shnemar ba nefesh, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi darko lahavi mincha, Ani, who's the one that normally brings a Karban Mincha? An Ani brings a Karban Mincha. Now, that's not always true. There are some Karbanos Mincha that are an Olav Yarid kind of Karban, where if you're more wealthy, you bring in a more expensive Karban, and only if you're poor, you bring Karban Mincha. And sometimes you're supposed to bring Karban Mincha. That's just what you're supposed to bring. But since it's the Derech of the Ani in certain situations, that only an Ani brings a Karban Mincha, so Mal Ani Alav Kilu Hikrav Nafsho Lefanai. So an Ani is going to go, and he's going to bring Karban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's as if he was his own nefesh, as if he was makrav nefesh lefanai, which is interesting because the Ramban al Torah explains the concept of karbanos, famously explains that the idea of a karban, specifically by a karban Allah, is that you're bringing yourself. But from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's perspective, and that you're supposed to be thinking, it's my blood, it should have been my blood, it should have been my limbs that are burning on the Mizbeach, but instead a Kodesh Baruch Hu is kind enough to accept the animal. The way the Gemara says it is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's perspective, the karban mincha is really your nefesh, because if you're someone who can't really afford much, and you're going and you're spending whatever few pennies you have on a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he views that as if you're being makrav your nefesh to him. In the Sefer Taras HaMincha, he just adds on a little knetch. He says, it says by carbon mincha, v'noseres mimena yochlu aron ubanav, that the carbon mincha, the leftover after the kmitza, the leftover flour and oil is eaten by aron ubanav. By other karbanos, it says, hakoin ha-mechateo so yochlena, that the Kohen asher yichaper bo lo yiyeh, that the Kohen who is involved in that Karban, he's the one that gets it, he's the one that eats it. It doesn't say Arun Ubanav, and perhaps that's to show the same idea, to show the chiba, the special love of a Minchas Ha'ani that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, that Arun Ubanav, the entire Shevet Kahuna, eats from his Mincha, partakes of that Mincha because of the special zchus that it is. Now, in terms of some of the details of a Karban Mincha that are important to know, going into the Masechta, there are two types of Karban Mincha. There's Minchas Nedava and Minchas Chova. Minchas Nedava obviously means voluntary. Minchas Chova are the obligatory Karbanos Mincha. Minchas Nedava can be brought in five different ways. Not every Karban Mincha is the same. One way is without baking at all, where you do all the Avoda and your Makrovit while it's still raw dough. And that's what we call Minchas Solas. The second way is a Mincha that you do bake, but you bake it in a kli called a Machavas. That's called a Minchas Machavas. The Mishnah of Samach Gimel is going to describe what that kli is like. It's a very flat kli. Some say it doesn't even have a base kibble at all. It's just a flat sheet of metal. The third type of mincha is a mincha that they bake in a kli that's called a marcheshes. The Mishnah also describes, the same Mishnah describes what a marcheshes is like. It's a kli that has a cover, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It's a much deeper kli, but it's also a way to bake the kabar mincha. The fourth type of way to bring a mincha is a mincha that they bake in an oven. That's what they call minchas mafa tanur. And that has two subcategories. There's chalos and rikikin. If you want, you can bring it as chalos. If you want, you can bring it as rikikin. But that is up to a person's discretion how he wants to bake it when he's baking it in the oven. So those are subcategories of the minchas mafa tanur. Now that's all in terms of minchas of nedava. Minchas chova are really only two. There are two minchas chovah. There's the minchas knaos and the minchas chotei. That's at least for an individual. A tzibur can also be chayiv a mincha, can also be have a minchas chovah, meaning does have a minchas chovah, the minchas haomer that we're familiar with that you bring on the second day of Pesach, which is matir, the tevuah chadasha, which allows you to eat chadash, that's also karban mincha, but that's a minchas chovah of the tzibur. So the minchas chovah of a yachid are the minchas knaos and the minchas chotei. The minchas knaos is a mincha that the husband brings after he gave warning to his wife and who's mekani leishto not to be with a certain guy. That's a mesecha sota issue. So he told her not to have yichud with someone, and she did in front of two edim. So that's the mincha that he brings. That is the only mincha that is brought from Sa'orim. All the other minachos are brought from Chitim. It's always wheat flour. It's never barley flour. Minchas Knaos is the only one because Shemaseh Ma'aseh Behema, because she acted like an animal, so you bring Ma'achal Behema. You bring the food of it that's an animal's food, which is Sa'orim. Wheat is human food. Typically, when we deal with things that require flour, we generally allow Chameshas Minei Dagan. When it comes to Matzah, when it comes to when it comes to all those mitzvos, any of the chameshas minei dagan are good, but when it comes to a karban mincha, that's not so. When it comes to a karban mincha, it has to be chitim. It needs to be wheat flour, except for the minchas knaos. Minchas chotei is a mincha that's brought for shvuas bitoy, shvuas ha'edos, tumas mikdash u'kedashav, a variety of sins. And in that situation, it's only if imein yado maseges, it's only if a person can't afford to bring a proper karban of a behemo, or at least a shnei torim or shnei b'nayona, then the backup, if he's a very poor person, he brings the karban mincha, the minchas chotei. Now, there are three ingredients in a karban mincha. There's the isaron solaschita, the isaron of flour. There's a lug shem and zayis. You put oil in, and then the third ingredient is the kometz lavona. They put a kometz of lavona, which is a type of spice in the karban mincha. The minchas chote and the minchas knaos didn't have shemen or lavona; they just had the flour. And Chazal say, the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Shimon bedinu shetei minchas chotei tuna shemen or lavona shloi chotei niska." Really, it makes sense that the minchas chotei should have all of the required ingredients that every other mincha has, because why should we let someone who did an avera get off the hook easy and not have to pay for oil and not have to pay for lavona? But because the Torah was concerned, ma'ina tuuna shaloye karbanu muhudar. We don't want him to have a nice karban. We want his karban to be a lousy karban. So in order that his karban shouldn't be especially nice, in order that his karban shouldn't be a nice karban, so the Torah says that he doesn't put shemen or lavona in his karban. If a person wants to bring a bigger karban mincha, he's allowed. He could be mosif until shishim esronim solas. More than shishim esronim solas, he can't be mosif. But up until that point, he can. Because more than that, then the belila is not going to be able to happen. You're not going to be able to mix it properly with the oil. We've mentioned several times in Masechah Zvachim, just bears repeating again, that the way that you are mekadesh the karban mincha is different than the way you're mekadesh other karbanos, animal karbanos, in the sense that by an animal karban, you say, hareze ola, harezu shlamim, or something like that, right away it has kedusha saguf. Just by kiddush bepeh, it immediately is granted kiddusha saguf. But by karban mincha, it's not miskadish bepeh. If you say harezu mincha solas, it has kiddushas damim alone. It does not have kiddusha saguf. Doesn't have inherent kiddusha just by declaring that this flour is a karban mincha. The only way it gets kiddusha saguf is by putting it into a kli shares. And we pointed out that the Ravid in the beginning of Maseches Tamid explains the reason for that. That is that a mincha is different than other kabanos and requires klisharis to give it kedusha for the following reason. That a behema, as soon as you say it is a karban, it is ra'ui miyad lahakrava. Right away, you could be makravit. It's ready to be hukrav. And therefore, kiddush bepeh is good enough. As opposed to a karban mincha, it's not ro'i lahakrava yet. There are a whole bunch of things you need to do. You need to do belila, yitzika, afia, all these sorts of mitzvos that you need to do with it in order for it to be ra'ui lahakrava. And therefore, therefore it's not miskadeshes bepeh, it's only when you put it in the klishares and you're much further along in the process that it gets the kedushas, that it gets kedushas haguf. We pointed out also, Rameir Simcha writes, that mincha calls man that it's not miskadesh bekli, it doesn't have a shear. Maybe that's part of the svara, that if you're not miskadesh the mincha and the kli, it's just a bunch of particles of flour. Now, each particle is not the proper shear. What gives it its siruf? A behema is a behema, it's one unit. So you're makdish a behema, the whole behema is kedushas haguf. But when it comes to flour, what makes it a single unit? So it's only by putting it in the kli that it becomes a single unit. So what's the process? What do you do with the Karban Mincha? So just the very rudimentary, fundamental, basic process is that first you put, before you put the flour in the kli, first you put a little bit of shemen in the kli, and that's called matan shemen b'kli. And then after, I mean, aptly, it's called matan shemen b'kli. And then after you put a little bit of shemen in the kli, you then put the isaron of solas, you put the flour in the kli. And then you put a little more shemen in the kli, and you do belila. Belila is the mixing of the shemen and the flour. That's the not li ikuva, but mitzvah lechachila to be bolel. And then you fry the mincha b'machvas or b'marcheshes or whatever you the different types of carbon mincha that we discussed, and you make eser chalos, and then you yotzek es hashemen shenosa. You spill out the leftover. You spill the leftover, or you pour the leftover oil. So there are three things, three times, three placements of oil. There's the oil that goes in the kli before, the oil that goes in the kli after, and the oil that you pour way, way after everything is done already. The most famous halacha in Maseches Menachos is probably the halacha of Rabbi Zeira. It's quoted all over Shas in so many different contexts, and we're not going to hit it in Menachos until Daf Kuf Gimel. At least that's the primary location of it, where Rabbi Zeira says, "Kol haroi lebila, ein bila ma kevesbo. Kol shein haroi lebila, bila ma kevesbo." That although Karban Mincha ideally should have bila, you should mix the flour and the oil. If you have enough oil to possibly absorb all of that flour, then even if you don't actually do the bila, it's still kosher. Ein bila ma keves bo, but kol shein roi le bila. If the numbers don't even work out, that you don't even have enough oil for all the flour that you have, then bila ma keves bo. Then it's going to be ma'akev, and it's not going to be a kosher karban. That's what I think the Rashbam explains in Maseches Babasra. It's simply not the shear. It's not the shear aroi that you don't have. It's like having a tefillin with three parshias. You just don't have what the Torah requires in terms of the proper numbers of what the Torah demands for that mitzvah. Okay, so that's some background information about Menachos. Without further ado, let's begin Maseches Menachos. So says the Mishnah, Kala Menachos Shnikmitzu Shalol Shman Ksheros. The same exact way that Maseches Zvachim starts out, Maseches Menachos starts out. All of the every Karban Mincha that you do Kmitza on Shalol Shma, you do Kmitza on not L'shem, that type of Karban Mincha, so then it's going to still be a kosher carbon. Thing is, El Shalom Alo Lebailim L'Shem Chova. But you have not been Yotze your Chiyuv, meaning if you were Menadev, you're going to bring a Minchas Marcheshes, and you bring it, and then the Kohen does the Kmitza, and he says, I'm being Kometz L'Shem of Minchas Machvas, even though this was supposed to be Minchas Marcheshes. So great, it's a wonderful Karban Mincha, but you're not Yotze your Chiyuv, you still, in order to fulfill your Nedava, you're going to need to go and bring another carbon. Kmitza is the first of the Dalet Avodos. Just like there are Dalet Avodos by Zvachim, there are Dalet Avodos by Mincha as well. There's the Dalet Avodos by the Mincha, the Kmitza, the Matan HaKometz Bekli V'Kiddusho, right? First you take out the Kmitza, the three fingers full, you then put it into a Kli, and that is Mekadeshit, and then Halachas HaKometz L'Mizbeach, the bringing the Kmitza to the Mizbeach, the Halacha, and then the Haktara, the actual burning of the Kmitza on the Mizbeach. Those are the Dalet Avodos of the Kmitza. So Tosfos just points out over here that the reason the Mishnah chose a case of Shenikmitzu Shelo Lishman, isn't it true of any of the Dalet Avodos? So Tosfos says that the reason it chose Shenikmitzu Shelo Lishman is because it's the first of the Avodos, but Hu Adin, the same would be true by any of the other Avodos. So Machshava Shelo Lishma will affect the carbon in the sense that it's not going to be Ola Labailu Meshem Chova, but the carbon is still going to be a valid carbon by a minchas, and except for, as the Mishnah goes on to say, chutz mi minchas chote, minchas knaos. By minchas chote, minchas knaos, it's even worse. Machshava shelo lishma, by minchas chote and minchas knaos, it's not even going to be a valid carbon. Forget about that. It's not a bal mishem chova. It's not even a valid carbon. Tulsus adds on that by tnufa and hagasha, by other side things that you do with the carbon mincha that aren't the primary avodas of the carbon, machshava shelo lishma is not going to passel them, even if it's even though these things may have to be done al yidei kohen, because machshava shelo lishma only passels by arba avodos that parallel the four avodos of a zevach. That's dafka a din in the dalit avodos. Fine, says the actually just one more ha'ara. The achronim have an issue that they raise over here. If just like we find machsheves pigul, when it comes to machsheva of pigul, there's a concept that we discussed in zvachim of ein mefaglin bechatzi matir. So do we say the same thing when it comes to machsheva shelo lishma? The idea of pigul b'chatzi matir, we learned in Zvachim Daf Lamed in regards to someone who has machsheves pigul with a shechita of simen echad, that you need to shecht both simanim, both pipes of the animal's neck, and you only have a machsheves pigul on one of the simanim, so is that going to create pigul? The Gemara in Zvachim Emalev by mechashiv machsheves pigul ba'za'a achas, when you need several hazaos, by the chatos aprimios, where you need seven hazaos, let's say, and only during one of the hazaos, you had a machsheves pigul. So is that going to be a legitimate machsheves pigul? And we're going to have it by mincha also machsheves pigul. If you're chishev bekometz velo belavona, there's going to be machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim whether the mincha becomes pigul or not. Kometz and levona are both matirim. So do we say the same thing when it comes to shelo lishma? We know when it comes to machshava pigul, it doesn't become pigul b'chati matir. You need to have the machsheves pigul through the entire matir. But when it comes to shelo lishma, do we say the same thing? So that's a discussion in the achronim. Meaning, if you have a machshava shelo lishma by one of the avodos that you do with the kemitza, but not with the other avoda that you do with the lavona, so do we say the mincha doesn't become possible because it was only shelo lishma b'chatzi matir? Or maybe shelo lishma is different than machshavas pigel, and shelo lishma even on a chatzi matir is going to possible. So that is a machlokas achronim. You'd expect that to be a machlokas Rishonim, but it's a machlokas achronim between the Chazanish and the Or Sameach. Chazanish later achronim. The Chazanish writes that machshava shelo lishma is considered just like a machshavas pigul, and therefore machshava shelo lishma only works if it's a machshava on the entire matir. Machshava bechatzi matir is not going to invalidate, even when it's machshava shelo lishma. And the Or Sameach disagrees. The Or Sameach in Psalim Mekdash in Perek Tazayin says no, machshava shelo lishma works even on a chatzi matir. Okay, but let's go back to the Mishnah. Basic halacha of the Mishnah so far: machshava shelo lishma by most karbanos mincha doesn't ruin the karban, but it ruins it for you. Meaning, you still are going to have to bring another one to replace this karban. You know, it's not ol lebayil m'shem chova, with the notable exceptions of the minchas chote and minchas knaos, where it actually ruins the karban, where the karban itself is considered to be. Totally invalid. So says the Mishnah Vayter, Minchas Chote Minchas Knaos Shekamtsan Shelo Lishman. If you have a Minchas Chote Minchas Knaos where you do the Kemitza Shelo Lishma, Nasan Bekli Vahalach Vehikter Shelo Lishman, or you put it in a Kli, you did the Nesina Bekli, which is the second Avoda, the Holacha, the third Avoda, the Hikter, the fourth Avoda, any of those things Shelo Lishman, or all of them Shelo Lishman, O Lishman V'Shelo Lishman, or you did some of them Lishma, some of them Shelo Lishma, oh, shalol lishman v'lishman, or some of them shalol lishma, some of them lishma, psulos. In all of those situations, the carbon is pasul. So what does that mean, lishma v'shalol lishma? Ketzal lishman v'shalol lishman? It means as follows, l'shem minchas chotei, l'shem minchas nedava. That you start out thinking that you're doing it l'shem minchas chotei, and then you have in mind l'shem minchas nedava instead, even though it's really supposed to be a minchas chotei. So meaning we're talking about a carbon that should have been a minchas chotei, and you have these two these two other machshavas, shalolishman v'lishman, l'shem minchas nedav, l'shem minchas chota. You just have a machshava for a different type of karban mincha. That is the definition of shalolishma. There is a machlokas rishonim, what we mean by machshava shalolishma. Does machshava over here mean thought, or does machshava over here mean more than just a thought? It means a dibur as well. Rashi on Amud Beis, on the bottom of Amud Beis, writes that hach machshava dekachim hotza'as dibur bepehu. Whenever we talk about a machshava of kachim, it's not just a thought, it's actually, you have to verbalize it. You have to say, I am bringing this carbon l'shem, whatever. It's actually, you have to verbalize it. That's the shita of Tosos and the Tosshant and the Smag, all in agreement with Rashi, that it needs to be machshava bepiv. Excuse me. That it's only machshava bepiv that the carbon is going to become nifsal. However, the Mishnah LeMelech is medayik from the Rambam that even a machshava alone passels, and that's also what the Sefer HaChinuch seems to say as well. That machshava, the Sefer HaChinuch in Parsha Sav, in next week's Parsha, use the lashon shehiskim bida'ato. That a machshava means that you have in your das, so it's machshava alone. There's no actual saying anything. L'chora, this is a nafkamina l'maisa, even b'zman hazeh. And that is, there are certain mitzvahs where there's a chiyuv of machshava l'shma. Where do you have a chiyuv of machshava l'shma? K'sivas sefer Torah, k'sivas tefillin, k'sivas mezuzah. It happens to be those halachos appear in this mesepta as well. There's a lot more halach l'maisa minachos. We have all of hilchos tam in Maseches Menachos, but those things also require Lishma. The Ibud HaRoseyan also requires Lishma. Ksivas Get requires Lishma. So by all of those things, do you need to say L'shei Mitzvah Sitzitz? Do you need to say that you're doing it Lishma? Or is it good enough to have a Machshava? Is it good enough to have it alone with Machshava L'chora? That would be Taloi in this same Machlokas. Tosos in Zvachim, however, seems to say that even though Machshava Shalol Lishma, the Pasels needs Dibur, but Machshava Lishma that you need by Kachim, maybe we assume Stam Lishma doesn't require Dibur, where it would be Machshava alone would be good enough. And the Brisker Rav explains that Machshava Lishma, the Yisod of Machshava Lishma is to be Miyachid the Korban for its sake. So Tosos Modim, Tosos agrees that's good enough with Machshava, because the Iker, defining of the Korban, carbon is belave, as opposed to machshava shalolishma is machshava's psul, is to uproot it from what it's meant for. So that requires a much more active action to go and uproot it from what it was meant to do, and that would require bipeh perhaps. There's a lot of lundas here, but let's just make sure we get the daf done. We'll get back to the lundas hopefully eventually. Let's see the Gemara weiter. Lama the Mishnah Ella. Why does the Mishnah have to say the word Ella? The word Ella seems to be completely extra in the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Kala menachos shenikmus v'shalosh v'ksheros Ella shalol b'al m'shem chava. What would have been lost if it would have just said Lisni vilo alul b'al m'shem chava? Instead of saying Ella, what would have been lost if we would have said vilo alul b'al m'shem chava? It's interesting. What kind of kash is that? I mean, that's the word Ella. We're picking up on the word Ella, so sensitive. So Rashi at the beginning of Zvachim, where points out that this is part of the general rule that Chazal tell us in Maseches Pesachim, that a person is always supposed to learn b'lashon k'tzara. Gemara Pesachim Daf Gimel and Beis tells us lo mishan adam talmido derech k'tzara, and we're very sensitive even to an extra word when it comes to derech k'tzara. Some of the Archonim point out that no, that rule of derech k'tzara is the chiddush of the rule of derech k'tzara is even if the derech k'tzara is maybe not as refined a way to speak as the derech arucha, that still you should be yeshan adam talmid derech ktsara. But when there's absolutely no reason for an extra word, then you don't even need that rule of derech ktsara. Then it's just a davar pashut. That of course, why would you say extra words? We're always supposed to be as concise and to the point as possible. But whatever it is, the Gemara says, so why do we have this word Ella? The word Ella seems unnecessary. So says the Gemara, hakamash milan. This is what it's teaching me. Labailim hudulo alul shumchova hamincha gufa ksheira. is trying to teach me that even though it's lo alu lebayil m'shem chova, the mincha is kosher in the following sense. V'asru l'shnuye. You're not allowed to go ahead and say, oh, I already blew it. I already messed up anyway. I already did one of the avodah shel Hashma. So since I did the kamitza shel Hashma, I might as well do the nesinas ha-kamitza b'kli or the halacha or whatever else shel Hashma, because I already messed it up anyway. It's like some people think of fast days that way. That, I already ate. Okay, I lost it. So now I could eat the rest of the day also. If there's an isser to eat on a certain day, so probably eating more doesn't help. So the same is true over here. You already messed up the Korban Mincha. You don't say that, I might as well do more wrong. It still has Kedusha. Kidarava, and that's like Rava taught. Dama Rava, Ola Shashachta Shalolashma, also the Zorik Dama Shalolashma. If an Ola was Shachta Shalolashma, you're not allowed to go and be Zorik the Dam Shalolashma. Why not? Well, Ibai Sema Svara, Ibai Sema Kra. There's a Svara to back it up, and there's a Pasuk to back it up. Ibai Sema Svara, Mishum de Mishani Ba Kalhani, Lishni Ba Venezil. The Svara is very passionate. What? Just because you messed up once, you should continue to mess up? Just because you did something wrong, it doesn't fix anything. Too wrong. Don't make a right. V'ibay yisei makra, and the other possibility is it's sourced in the pasuk. Pasuk says motzis v'secha tishmar v'asisa kasher nadarta l'Hashem elokecha nedava. That it's a nedava. So says Gemara, nedava nederhu. Kari le neder v'kari le nedava. How can it be referred to as both a neder and a nedava? The pasuk says kasher nadarta, and yet it calls it a nedava. There's a big difference between a neder and a nedava. Whether it's harei zu or harei alai, it did in the gavra, it did in the cheftza. Very big difference between neder and nedava. It's the only time in all of Shas, I think, that the Gemara actually uses the terms gavra and cheftza in regards to neder and nedava. We just Brisker's expanded that a little bit to Kalatarukula, but I think that's the only place you have it in Shas. But anyway, so neder and nedava are two totally different concepts. So how can the same thing be called a neder and a nedava? No, what's it telling me? Elim kamashin nedarta sisa yehi neder v'im lav yehi nedava. What it's telling me is that this carbon has two possible paths that it could take. If you do exactly what you were noder to do, so then it's a fulfillment of your neder. If it's not what you were noder to do, so then it has a din of a carbon that's a nedava. It's stam a nedava that you want to bring. It's a totally, totally different path. Rabbi Yile Malin writes in his Chidushim that be'emes, you see that the etzem machshava shelo lishma actually passels the carbon. Not only by Pesach and Chatos and by Milchas Chote and Kenotos by Korban Mincha. It actually, by every carbon, it actually passels the carbon. Question is, does it passels the carbon as a neder? Now, does it have a new shame? Is there some other status that it will take instead? But as the original carbon of what it was meant to do, you see what the Gemara is telling you is that originally it was a neder. Now it's possible. It's gone. It can't be a neder anymore. Is there another shame carbon that could take its place instead of being a neder and now be a carbon nedava? So he says that's the mechanics of it. It actually became possible. And now there's just another status that maybe you could take on. The Chafetz Chaim writes in the Kutei Halachos that when it Rava says Ola Shachta Shalashma, you're not allowed to be Zorik Dama Shalashma. Chafetz Chaim says Zrika's Lav Dafka. You're also not allowed to be you're not allowed to do the Kabbalah and the Halacha Shalashma either. It just picks Zrika because that's the Ikra Karban. The Zrika is what actually gives the Kapara, etc. So it's the Zrika that it picks. But really, it could have been any of the Avodos. So the Chafetz Chaim suggests maybe he's coming to tell me that even if you do all the avodah shelo lishma, it's even usher to do the zrika shelo lishma. Zrika is the last one. The dafka wants to pick the last one. That even if up until that point you haven't done anything lishma, still you're supposed to do the zrika lishma. Even if the first three of the dalet avodos were all shelo lishma, still you have to do the zrika lishma. That's one point the Chafetz Chaim makes. Chafetz Chaim makes another point. Chafetz Chaim was very into kachim. Obviously, this is Chafetz Chaim wrote extensively about how important it is to learn kachim and how if the base of Mikdash is going to be rebuilt today, and you know it's going to be time to bring karbanos. A bunch of talmidei chacham are going to stare at each other cluelessly and say, "Well, what are we supposed to do now? I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. I don't know how to bring karban." And the Chafetz Chaim said, "You should learn. You know, people are so busy learning what they say is halacha lemaisa, even though they're not really learning halacha lemaisa. They're just claiming because everyone, I'm learning halacha lemaisa. What am I learning? Sanhedrin. No one's a dayan, and they're not really doing anything. Well, I'm learning halacha lemaisa, and all they're doing is learning lamdus. And anyway, they're not really learning things lala." They're They're not the style of learning had already started to change in the times of the Chafetz Chaim, where people weren't really learning halacha l'maisa anyway. So he says, learn halacha l'maisa, learn kachim halacha l'maisa, learn how to do it. We need to know what to do. So anyway, the Chafetz Chaim writes that in a situation where you have a machshava b'shas shchita shelo l'shma, you're not allowed to do the other avod stam. Meaning, what Rav is trying to teach me is a very fascinating din, is that normally we assume stam l'shma. That what if you don't have any machshavos? I'm not saying l'shem the right carbon, nor am I saying l'shem the wrong carbon. I'm just machshava stam. So there's a concept of stam l'shma. So in a stam, we assume that the carbon is l'shma. We assume it's brought with the right kavanos. But says the Chafetz Chaim, if you started off shalo l'shma, that changes your default. Meaning the default position of a carbon is normally l'shma, because stam l'shma. But if you started off with a machshava shelo lishma, then you dafka need to be careful to have the machshava lishma on the other avodas, because then we're no longer going to be able to say stam lishma. From Rava, you see that even though carbon is already nifsal through your machshava, through the original machshava that you had b'shash chita, it's still usher to do the other avodos shelo lishma. The difficulty some of the achronim raise, an interesting idea. The Rambam writes in Psulei Mekdashin, the beginning of the 18th parak of Psulei Mekdashin, the Rambam compares machshava shelo lishma to being matil mum b'kadshim. Having machshava shelo lishma on a carbon is like putting a mum in a carbon, the Rambam says. They're both aser because they ruin the carbon entirely. Now, so some of the achronim ask, well, wait a second. By hatalas mum b'kachim, the Rambam himself paskins that if one guy puts a mum in a carbon and then someone else comes afterwards and puts another mum in the carbon, the second guy doesn't get malchus because he didn't ruin anything, it was already ruined. So they ask on the Rambam, if you're going to compare machshav shelo lishma to being matil mum, why is it that we paskin when it comes to machshav shelo lishma that even after you had a machshav shelo lishma, to have another machshav shelo lishma is still going to be problematic? Why would that be the case if it's a parallel to matil mum b'kachim? Once it's ruined, it's already ruined. So the Taras HaKodesh has Yesod, and he says no, the soul of machshav shelo lishma is a little bit different than machshavas pigel. By machshavas pigel, let's say, it ruins the entire carbon. It's a complete psul in the carbon. A machshavas shelo lishma is a failure to have a positive machshava lishma on that avoda, and it passels that avoda, but it's not a psul in the entire carbon. Elamai, if you don't have that avoda, the carbon is not going to be a kosher carbon, and it's not in the sense that it's not going to be ol lebailim l'shem chova. So psul mum, the first mum passels the carbon entirely, and therefore there's no additional damage done by adding a second mum, as opposed to shalol shema, a machshava shalol shema that you had at the shashchita, doesn't passel the carbon entirely, passels the shchita. And therefore, when you have a machshava shelo lishma at the zrika, you're passeling the zrika. So you are adding and you are making it worse by continuing and having further machshavos shelo lishma. So that's what the Sefer Taras HaKodesh suggests. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayit. So again, so we said Iba Yisei Masvar and Iba Yisei Makra, to know that you're still not allowed to continue Shalol Lishma just because you started Shalol Lishma. The Pasuk was, the Pasuk that referred to the carbon as both a Neder and a Dava, and the message is that if you do it the right way, the way you were Noder to do it, so then it's a Neder, otherwise it's a Nedava, Unedava, Mishari Lishnuyiba. And as a Nedava, you're not allowed to have Machshava Shalol Lishma. So therefore it makes sense that even if you're already had an original machshava shelo lishma at the time of the kemitza. So good. So now the carbon turned into a nedava. Now that it turned into a nedava, you're still not allowed to do shelo lishma on a nedava. So the isser remains because it's the regular isser of doing shelo lishma on a nedava. Okay. The Gemara is going to spend a significant amount of time discussing now the shita of Rabbi Shimon. The rest of today's daf and tomorrow's daf is pretty much about the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, lema masnisin delok Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Shimon. Why? What did Rabbi Shimon say? Detanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kala Menachos Shenikmetzu Shalol Lishman, Ksheros Va'alu Lebailim L'Shem Chova. Rabbi Shimon said, all Karbanos Mincha Shalol Lishma, not only is the carbon a valid carbon, alu lebailim l'shem chava. It actually counts for the bailim's chiyuv. It works for his chiyuv. He's yotzei his chiyuv. He does not need to bring another carbon to replace the one that he did shalol l'shma. She'ena menachos domos l'zvachim. Now Rabbi Shimon agrees to the first mission in zvachim that by zvachim that it's not alu lebailim l'shem chava, but he says by carbon mincha it's not so. Mincha is different than zvachim. What makes a carbon mincha so different than zvachim? Shakomet machvas l'shomar cheshes maseh mochichna l'shom machvas. That if a person does a kmitza of a machvas and he's saying that I'm doing it l'shem mar cheshes, well, it's a joke. We see that it's a machvas. So what do you mean you're doing it l'shem mar cheshes? We can see the pan. It's obvious that the whole thing is a joke. That such a machshava is a completely invalid machshava. So that's like the, you know, machshava that if I were to say something that this chair, you know, to comment about, you know, what exact shade of brown the chair is. Okay, that's a reasonable thing that we could argue about. I could be wrong, could be right. But if I say it's a table, that's just ridiculous. That doesn't get off the ground. A machshava that something is a machvas when it's obviously mar cheshes, vice versa, that's irrelevant, and therefore doesn't ruin the carbon at all. Chareva l'shem belula, maseh mochichna l'shem chareva. A dry carbon, we said, minchas chote, minchas knaos, doesn't get shemen. A dry carbon that I say, I'm doing it l'shem, a carbon that has oil. But there's no oil here, so it's obvious that it's not l'shem, a carbon that has oil. There's nothing, the ingredients are clear. Aval b'zvachim ein okein, but when it comes to zvachim, that's not so. Shchita achas l'kulan. It's the same shchita for all of them. Zrika achas l'kulan. It's the same maisa zrika. Kabbalah achas l'kulan. A carbon of an animal, there's no major difference. The carbonos are essentially the same. So when you, so machshava shalol l'shma is actually meaningful and impactful because it's not so obviously wrong. And if it's not obviously wrong, that's where it can do damage. That's where it's problematic. It's almost similar to nedarim and isurim of sheker, right? If I tell you that the sky is green, so that's probably not an isur of sheker, or it's not because it's obvious. It's obvious that I'm joking. It's so off base that it's a davar pashut, right? That's a shvua shav. Major discussions about that, about saying something completely ridiculous versus saying something that's the difference between shav and sheker. Reminiscent of that shav is like something completely off base. Sheker is something that you might actually believe me. It's only sheker if you might actually believe that it's true. So similar idea over here. The machshava shalol l'shma is not going to ruin it if it's so obviously not really the machshava. It's so obviously not true. Now it is a little strange that the Gemara says zrika achas l'kulan because we just finished zvachim, so we know better. It's not really true. There's not zrika achas l'kulan. Not every zvachim has the same zrika. So Tulsa says, "Afal gavdi yesh b'matana achas v'yesh b'matan arba." No, there are some carbonos that require one matan dam, some require four matan dam. So Tulsa says a little vaytu. He says, "Yesh lomer de b'shash enosna rishon l'shlo l'shmo adayin ein maasein mochichin ad sheyiten ha'achron." He says, when you're putting the first matan dam, it's still not obvious that which carbon it is, because all of them get a first one at least. Ubishniya in machshav paselas, and after the first one, machshav is not going to pasel. Machshav only pasels on the first one. So that's why the Gemara can say zrika achas l'kula means the first zrika is zrika achas l'kula. It's the same zrika for every carbon. Another interesting point, Tosos on the top, when by shchita achas l'kulan, says, you know, it's interesting, the Gemara never says halacha achas l'kulan. Why doesn't it say that? It's also one of the dalet avodos. It says, v'ahad lo k'tani halacha achas l'kulan mishum da'ayri hacha alibid Rabbi Shimon, z'lo chayish po halacha perakam tzvachim mishum da'vi avodah shef shel vata. We're assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds halacha shalom shema is not going to be such a major problem because Rabbi Shimon holds that halacha is unnecessary. Since it's an unnecessary step, we're not going to put as much stock into halacha. That's why we don't mention halacha. We mention zrika, we mention shchita, we mention kabbalah. We leave out halacha. Right? Kabbalah achas l'kulan, the Gemara said. Fine. So now the rest of the amud is going to be written pretty much backwards. What I mean by that is as follows. There is a stira that is asked between two statements of Rabbi Shimon. Number one, the braisa we just quoted, where Rabbi Shimon says that by menachos shalol l'shma, it's all kasher, it counts l'bailim l'shem chova, it's all good. And another statement of Rabbi Shimon where he seems to say otherwise, where he seems to say that a karb mincha that's brought shalol l'shma is no good. There are three answers to that stira. Based on those three answers to that stira, we have to figure out if maybe the author of our Mishnah might actually be Rabbi Shimon. Because again, the author of our Mishnah said that the mincha is not olah l'bailam shem chav. Rabbi Shimon said it is. But we're going to ask a stira in Rabbi Shimon anyway. Rabbi Shimon himself is so can the three answers that we give for the stira in Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara is going to analyze whether they can also explain how maybe Rabbi Shimon could even be the author of the Mishnah. Problem is, if we were doing this, if we were laying it out, we would first ask the stira and Rabbi Shimon. We would then give the three answers. And then we'll say, okay, now let's go back and let's see, do those answers perhaps work to explain that Rabbi Shimon might be the author of the Mishnah? The Gemara does it the opposite way. The Gemara says, okay, let's see if the three answers that we don't know yet fit, you know, work with Rabbi Shimon being the author of the Mishnah, and then the Gemara will fill us in on what those three answers are. So if I wasn't so traditional, I would actually learn this Gemara backwards. I would skip down, but no, we gotta read it the way Ravina and Ravashi presented it. Says the Gemara, Hanichal Ravashi Damer Kan Bekometz Machvas Lusho Marcheshes Kan Bekometz Minchas Machvas Lusho Marcheshes. According to Rav Ashi, who says that the stira that we're going to ask in Rabbi Shimon could be answered very simply in that one case of Shlo Lishma is your Mach. Is komet machvas l'shom marcheshes, and the other case is komet minchas machvas, where you have a specific kavana for minchas machvas, meaning when Rabbi Shimon says that it's olo l'bailam shem chava, is when you don't use the word mincha. You just say, hareini komet machvas l'shem marcheshes. Since you didn't use the word mincha, So that's divrei ruach bialma. That's nothing. That's an empty statement. It's not something that matters. But when Rabbi Shimon says that it's not olah l'bailam l'shem chava, that's where you say the shem mincha. So then a machshava shelo l'shma with the word mincha in it. So that's not olah l'bailam l'shem chava. So if that's how you can answer the steer in Rabbi Shimon, then our Mishnah could actually be like Rabbi Shimon also. Masnis and mincha l'shem mincha hi. Our Mishnah might be talking about a kind of shelo l'shma where you use the word mincha, and therefore even according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not going to be olah l'bailam. But according to Rabba and Rava, who answered the Stira and Rabbi Shimon differently, then we're not going to be able to make our Mishnah fit with Rabbi Shimon. Rabba, and let's just spell it out now. What did Rabba say? Kan b'shinoi kodesh, kan b'shinoi b'ailim. That when Rabbi Shimon said that it's olah l'bailim shem chova, that's b'shinoi kodesh. Minchas machvas l'shem minchas marcheshes. That's where it still counts. But a shinoi b'ailim, you just have in mind for a different b'ailim, then it's not going to be olah l'bailim l'shem chova, because you had in mind for the wrong b'ailim. Well, if that's how we answer the student Rabbi Shimon, then it's not going to help us with our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says it's not olah l'bailim shem chova. The only case where it's not olah, according to Rabbi Shimon, is where there's a shinoi b'ailim. But our Mishnah was explicit that it's not talking about a shinoi b'ailim, it's talking about a shinoi kodesh. Hamasnis and shinoi kodesh hu dekatani keitz al l'shma v'shol l'shman l'shum minchas chotei l'shum minchas nedava. It spells out a shinoi kodesh. So you're not going to be able to say, oh, maybe our Mishnah is only talking about a shinoi b'ailim. It's not true. V'inami k'tekam shani Rava. And even if you want to stick with Rava's answer in the stira and Rabbi Shimon, kan bekometz mincha l'shum mincha, kan bekometz mincha l'shum zevach, that it depends how off you are, is it l'shem another mincha, where Rabbi Shimon says that it's ola l'bailim shem chova, is where it's, you have kavana for another kabar mincha, when it's not ola l'bailim shem chova, is when you have kavana for a zevach, when you're doing the mincha, well then the Mishnah is also not going to work, because the Mishnah cannot be talking about where you're doing it l'shem zevach. The Mishnah was explicit, Hamasnis and mincha l'shem mincha hi, dekatani shalol l'shman v'l'shman l'shem minchas nadava l'shem minchas chote. The Mishnah was explicit that you were having in mind for another kabar mincha. So according to Rabbi and Rava, you have to say that the Mishnah is against Rabbi Shimon. It's only according to Rav Ashi that the Mishnah could be going like Rabbi Shimon. Now we point out where Rabbi, Rava, and Rav Ashi came from. V'rami de Rabbi Shimon ad Rabbi Shimon. We had a stira in Rabbi Shimon. D'tanya, Rabbi Shimon amar kodesh kadashim ikachatos v'ka'asham yeshmen kachatos v'yeshmen ka'asham. Sometimes like a chatos, sometimes a minchas like a chatos, sometimes like an asham. What does that mean? Minchas chote harehi kachatos. A minchas chote has the status of a chatas, and therefore leficha kamtsa shlo l'shma psula kechatas. If you do a kamitsa shlo l'shma, it passes it entirely like a carbon chatas. Minchas nedava hareu ka'asham. A minchas nedava is just like a carbon asham. Leficha kamtsa shlo l'shma ksheira. You do a kamitsa shlo l'shma, it's going to be kasher. Uka asham, and it's like an asham in the following sense also. Ma asham kasher veina maratza, af minchas nedava ksheira veina maratza. Just like an asham, it's kasher, but it's not going to be Maratza, so too minchas nedava, the son shlo l'shma, it's kashra karban, but it's not olah l'bailam l'shem chava. That's the steer in Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon in the top, in the Bryce on the top of the Amud said that a mincha shalol l'shma is ol l'bay l'shum chova. And now we have a Bryce that says not ol l'bay l'shum chova. Three answers that we already know. Amar Rabba, lo kasha, kan b'shinoi kodesh, kan b'shinoi baylim. It depends what kind of shino you do. If it's a shinoi kodesh, it's different than if you do a shino baylim. When Rabbi Shimon said that it's ol l'bay l'shum chova, that's shino kodesh. Lo ol l'bay l'shum chova, shino baylim. Amar Abaye, michti, machshava d'pasul rachmana, hekeshehi, mali shino kodesh, mali shino baylim. Why should it make a difference if there's a pasul and machshava and they're compared to each other? What difference should it make if it's shino kodesh, shino baylim? Because you have to realize, Rabbi Shimon's whole idea of Olu L'Bayim L'Shem Chova is that it's Maaseh Mochichin, that your Machshava is irrelevant, that you're doing something that's so ridiculous, it's so obvious that what you're doing is wrong. So Rabbi Shimon would say, that's true by Yeshinoi Chova. When you're saying, we bring a Karm Milchus Machvas L'Shem Marcheshes, it's obvious that it's really Marcheshes. But Shinoi Bailim, is that so obvious? Who I'm bringing it for? I'm a Kohen doing the Avoda. It's not so obvious. It's Rabbi Shimon Darish Taima Dekra. Rabbi Shimon Darshan's Taima Dekra. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita throughout Shas. Machshava de lo minkra pasul rachmana. Machshava de minkra lo pasul rachmana. A machshava that is not easily recognizable, that it's not recognizably false, that's where it's pasul. But a machshava that's obviously recognizably false is not going to be pasul. That is all the answer of Rabba. Now the next line, Elamayata, starts a whole new issue about Olasof and Chatasof. Mirza Hashem will pick up with that tomorrow.